No.
We're going to put it in the water and let it swell, because you just bill it and don't put it in. See, it soak all the water up, and it get full of water, see? You have to put it in the water and let it swell, see? Swell up all them holes. Just like I got a hog trough down. I made it out of 2x12 about 4 years ago. And I've been keeping it. When I didn't have no hog, I put it in that little pond down there I got and let it swell up. But I didn't put it in there since I killed my hog. Well, this here pig I got, I put him in that little pen and I fill that thing up. Well, it was done whole, right it on through one end of it. Just one end of them planks. Then I had to start off about that much, all the way across both ends, and put me another end to it. But didn't have no hole in it. And well, now it's full of water, see? It's a whole water. Well, hot like it is now, he lay in that water some, and he lay down on that bait some. Yes.
You say you're gonna launch the boat? You ever heard of that?
Yes, launch it in the water.
And what kind of boat you got? You got a kind of a boat with a flat bottom to it?
Well, all of them got a flat bottom to it, but general run of them, some of them are larger than others, you see? Yeah. They got some of all kinds of boats. They got some little boats that ain't no big long that thing there. They put over on it in the pond. Ain't no long that thing right there.
Have you ever heard of them taking a, you ever hear the Indians taking out a hauled out log or something like that?
Well, long, they claim the Indians taking these rocks, these old white rocks, these old hickory rocks, and put them together. And I think we've got some of them little old flat rocks here on now. Thank you, some in the house where they lost around in the field, dropped around.
Yeah?
Yeah. They claim they used to take them out the way they then done then, when we were kids, make their fire with them rocks. Put them together, rub them together, and make the fire.
Yeah. Did you ever see them use a hollowed out log, sort of, for a boat?
Yeah, well.
Or did you ever hear of anybody using one?
Well, way on back, Yana, Daddy said when he was a kid, that's what they take them old hollow out log and nail the ends on them and make a boat out of
them. What'd they call them?
Number this hollow out log.
P-Road?
Well, I don't know. He didn't say nothing about no P-Road. He just said they made a boat out of that. So you stang them up both ends, drive both ends, it's just as good as a boat if you don't get full of water. But if you turn it over, it'll get full of water just like a boat. The boat gets full of water and it'll sink. It'll come back to the top after a long time.
You ever hear of a P-Road?
Well, I hear so many different things. So, you know,
never heard of that, okay.
It's kind of hard to tell.
Now, Mr. Woman sees a dress, you might say, she likes it very much and it's very becoming. She says, my, that's a very, what, very, what kind of dress?
She says it's cute.
Pretty?
Cute. That's a cute dress.
Cute or pretty,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, cute or pretty, I'm one of them. You take out one of them.
This dress is pretty, but this dress is even